For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. COVID-19 tests recommended by doctors now must be free to Missouri patients under a new law signed yesterday. The law was among several signed by Governor Mike Parson. Other measures signed by Parson will require hospitals to perform rape kits when needed. Currently, some sexual assault survivors must travel hours to get a rape kit. Also, vaping will be banned in and around public schools beginning August 28th. Another law that takes effect at the end of August will ban edible medical marijuana, shaped like fruit or other shapes that proponents of the law argue might appeal to children. Missouri prisoners are raising concerns because guards are not required to wear face masks. Prisoners told the Kansas City Star that many guards choose not to wear masks that help stop the spread of the coronavirus. A spokesperson for the Corrections Department says guards must wear masks when they're around inmates with symptoms or those who have tested positive for COVID-19. At least 67 staffers at 12 prisons have tested positive for the virus, and more than 200 inmates have contracted the virus as well. An expert in health in prisons says guards should always wear masks because social distancing is often impossible. Voters will decide in November whether to remove the statues of President Andrew Jackson from the downtown Kansas City Courthouse and the historic Truman Courthouse in Independence. The Kansas City Star reports that the 7 white members of the Jackson County Legislature voted yesterday to put the local question on their general election ballot. Its 2 black members voted against it, urging their colleagues to have the courage to make the decision themselves. Andrew Jackson, for whom Jackson County is named, was both a slave owner and oversaw the forceful removal of Native Americans from their homes. General Motors will temporarily lay off a shift of workers at its assembly plant in Wentzville amid coronavirus concerns that have kept some employees home. The company says a 2-shift operation will allow it to operate as efficiently as possible while accommodating employees who are not reporting to work due to concerns about COVID-19 in the community. The union says about 1,200 workers work that 3rd shift. The union says there have been at least 23 coronavirus cases at the plant. The company said the layoffs are scheduled to begin July 20th. Unemployment claims related to COVID-19 have raised to over 11,700 in Boone County from mid-March to mid-June, leaving many residents likely to face housing instability. The memorandum on evictions and late fees ends July 25th, and according to the Columbia Missourian, the city will hold an informational meeting via Zoom to share local resources to help with rent, mortgage, and utilities. The session will be held on July 23rd at 7:30 p.m. The meeting will be recorded and posted to the city's website. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.